Incoming transmission.
Life finds a way.
Start the Stark Contrast.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to the Stark Contrast. I am your host, Rod Stark, coming in with a special holiday edition of the Stark Contrast. You guessed it. As you can read on your description of your podcasting app, it is the Thanksgiving episode. We're kicking off old Turkey Day, right? Getting you a nice episode to listen to on your commute to or from your family's house. Maybe you're happy, maybe you're anxious, maybe you're dreading it, but it's here. It is Turkey Day, the glorious day where Americans are actually encouraged to be gluttonous, something we do so well in the other 364 days of the year. Today is our day. We've trained all year for this. We're about to put down a mad amount of turkey. You know, 88% of all Americans have turkey on Thanksgiving. So there are a strange 12% that don't. Maybe those vegans, maybe just people that don't understand the greatness that is turkey. Or maybe their mom just never learned how to cook the turkey right and it was so dry that they don't want to consume it anymore. But 88% of households eat turkey on Thanksgiving, which accounts for 46 million turkeys. That's a lot of turkey, folks. 46 million turkeys in the land of America. We like our turkey, we like our food, and we like getting stuffed and passing out in front of the couch. Here in Michigan, we like to do it to the old Lions game. We're going to watch the Lions fight the Chicago Bears. Typically, the Lions don't do well on Thanksgiving, and judging by their record thus far this year, it'll be more of the same, but hey, it is one of those traditions that us Michiganders love. Here in the Stark House, there's been a lot of change over the last year, but there's a ton to be thankful for. I just wanted to reflect on some of the things I'm thankful for this year. Definitely having a healthy and intelligent son in Liam. I'm lucky to be a parent. It's the best thing I've ever been a part of. I get to take co-authorship of a 15-year-old boy that's becoming a man. Definitely some stumbling blocks in there, but overall, I'm pretty proud of how he's been turning out. Definitely have some work to do to beat him into shape before he's an adult, but as the listeners of this podcast know, we're making good progress. Headway has been made. He's heading towards adulthood, and I'm very thankful to be his dad. Also, extremely thankful for a wide array of friends that I have. Not to brag, but when it comes to finding great friends, I'm pretty awesome at it. So thank you to all my friends out there. Those that listen to the podcast, those that don't, I'm thankful for you, especially to name just a couple that are above and beyond. Not that all of you aren't. My good friend Dustin down in Texas, one of the best, like a brother, another brother to me, Ed Cullivan here in Michigan. Just a couple of the guys that, you know, have been there for years, thick and thin, just good guys. Not that you all aren't great. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. That brings me to the podcast. I am so thankful for you guys. Thankful that you'll sit and listen to me spew my bullshit that's on my brain. I'm thankful for the podcast itself. Since bringing it back, I've highly enjoyed bringing this program to you. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for being listeners to the podcast. I am thankful for you. Speaking of something I'm really thankful for this year, I went on a trip this last weekend, a surprise birthday trip, something that is a real rarity for me. I was not the driver of the trip. I got to sit back and just enjoy it. So the girls from the Mystery Time Adventure Hour podcast put together this trip to Chicago. We headed down there. Kiana Longnecker was the driver and the planner with Shannon. And the two of them put together an awesome trip. We went down to Chicago, stayed in the Congress, which is a haunted hotel in Chicago, and then went on a ghost tour of the city. It was an awesome time. Had a unique tour guide, but he did a good job overall. Got to see some cool places down in Chicago. Then we went out on the town drinking, had some delicious Chicago dogs, and then, wander the city. I won't go into too many details of the ghost stuff because I know they will be covering that on the Mystery Time Adventure Hour podcast. I encourage you all to go listen to it. I know that it is a podcast that I thoroughly enjoy, one of my favorites now, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. Speaking of podcasts that I'm thankful for, yes, that's right. On my list of things that I'm thankful for, there are podcasts. One, as I mentioned, was the Mystery Time Adventure Hour podcast. Another one is Jog Pod by my brother from another mother, Dustin Jones, the Golden Pipes down there in Texas. So make sure you guys check those both out. I also am thankful for the Joe Rogan Experience. Such a great, great show. Brings a lot of new information to me that I would otherwise not know. I'm also thankful to listen to and watch some awesome programming. Think about the times we're in. I'm so thankful that we live in a time where technology is the way it is. We have to learn to ration ourselves on it, but the fact that we have technology at our fingertips where we can watch anything at any time, all these shows, more shows than there's ever been, more entertainment, more information, it's a beautiful thing. I'm thankful to live in a time like this. I know sometimes we focus on the negative and we beat up on things, but it's a pretty great time to be alive. There are things we need to fix. There are changes we need to make, but there's so much to be thankful for. So with that, I will transition to a fact about Thanksgiving. Ben Franklin once wrote about the turkey that it is more respectable than the bald eagle. He actually thought the turkey was more respectable than the bald eagle and that it was a true native to America. So if you actually want to go with it, the national bird probably should be the turkey. I know there's a bunch of jokes there. I'm not going to make them. I'm avoiding that political end of the spectrum for at least a little bit longer. I've had enough of it. One thing I'm not a big fan of when that typically is marked by Thanksgiving is the transition to Christmas music. I know it's already started like everything else around Thanksgiving. It creeps further and further before, but I'm not a fan of Christmas music. I think it's horrible. I've always made the joke that if Christmas music was good enough, it'd be played year round. It's not, and that's why it's only played in the month leading up to Christmas. And then I was proven wrong by these Christmas channels that keep cropping up and playing it sooner and sooner. It is horrible, horrible music. If you want to play Christmas music, the day of Christmas, be my guest. Other than that, I don't want to hear it. It's just, god awful. But to those that love it, enjoy it. It's your time to shine. Your wonderful Christmas music is here. Playing all the time, especially in department stores. It seems that they don't shut the shit off. Speaking of department stores, what goes better with Turkey Day and gluttony than a little lust, jealousy, and envy? The old Black Friday shopping season is upon us. I hope you all get the chance to get out and get your deals on stuff that you didn't need, that you didn't even know that you wanted, but it's a good deal, so we're going to buy it. I know I'll likely be buying some myself. One thing that I am focused on getting that I need sorely is a new laptop computer. This one is on its last legs, as you may have heard on a previous episode. It decides to glitch and freeze. It's done its duty. It's lived a good life, but this laptop's about ready to head off into the sunset, and then I'll hopefully be purchasing a new one come Friday. I know Most of these stores are creeping up like the dreaded Christmas music itself and starting their sales earlier and earlier. I think Walmart even creeped into Wednesday this year. So I think it might even start tonight. When you listen to this episode, there might already be a Black Friday sale going on, even though the turkey has not even yet flown. You know, when it comes to these earlier sales, I'm not a huge fan. I used to love it when it was the morning of Black Friday. You woke up early, you stood outside in the freezing cold, you battled the old ladies for the last deal on the crock pots or the folding towels that were $1.99. You know, you got some great deals, but you waited in anticipation. You woke up early and you fought the hordes. But now it's early and earlier. I think there's some in the middle of Turkey Day itself. So if you are going out and enjoying those sales, Godspeed. If you're not, I understand too. Enjoy your Turkey Day. Get gluttonous. Eat all that food that you've been putting off all year. The diets are gone for the old Turkey Day. There is no such thing. Eat up. Feel good. Sleep well. And enjoy your holiday. I want to say that I appreciate you guys all. Wanted to throw that in there one more time. Getting ready to enjoy that Turkey Day. You know, take a minute to reflect back on what you're thankful for. I know I will do more of the same. I will be back on Friday. The old work hit peak now, so I'm working 6 days a week. Boo-hoo, big deal. We'll still balance it out and get these podcasts out there. I appreciate you guys all listening. Travel safely on this holiday. And we will see you back on Friday for another glorious episode of The Stark Contrast. Once again, I am your host, Rod Stark. Always fight the fog.
And that's one to grow on.